Just tuning in to give you guys a report on the day's events. Yes, maybe it's been pretty quiet, and I get it that a no-news day might not be a good day when one of the threats is they're going to knock out cell phone service and isolate us. You guys know what to do when that time comes. If we're here, if our job is to be the martyrs and be victims of tyranny, then we'll gladly take our lot in life. These are a very, very brave bunch, a very, very disciplined bunch of truckers who are not going to be provoked. They don't feel fear. They just fear returning to the communist dystopia that is descending on all our lives, and you've made the mistake of getting into this trial of this two injections, and now you get a third, and they're telling you that the third makes you more likely to get COVID. It's a mad world. Why are you still living in a mad world? We heard our Minister of Emergencies and Public Safety come out today and say, no, we're not listening, we're not talking to them. We've chosen our plan, and it's mass vaccination. And once you get vaccinated, freedom will return. But that didn't happen. Remember when they said, once we reach 75%, we'll get herd immunity. They didn't do that. Once we get to 90%, they're just mad that the 90% don't hate the 10% enough. They want to turn you into bloodthirsty, murderous people who turned on the kulaks during the Holodomor and murdered their fellow man. It's not going to happen. We know you love us, and we know that they don't have the army they think they have. We know that 60% of the people that got two shots are never getting a booster, guys. The only thing keeping you down is the fact that the government has mandated it, and they keep telling you this fake promise that you'll have freedom back once you get injected again. You've had Peter McCullough saying it takes 10 to 15 months to clear these synthetic garbage spikes out of your body, but they want to keep doing it every 3 months. They're trying to kill you. We're here to save you from killing yourself, or at least not make us join you on your Jonestown lemonade drinking trip, okay? We're getting out of this nightmare that you've created by just going along with it, by going along. But look at us, we're complying. It's silent, isn't it? This court injunction from the judge is lovely because they've at least acknowledged that this is a genuine protest, and as long as we're not using air horns and train horns, they're recognizing it as a legitimate protest. So the police that are being demanded by the bureaucrats to come crack down on us have no reason to do so. We are peaceful people. We have been misrepresented by false flags that only they, the criminals themselves, are incentivized to commit, guys. Don't believe it. Come down and see for yourself and remain peaceful when you do get down here. But we do need numbers down here, guys. It's going to be incredibly awkward to arrest millions of patriotic Canadians. Bye.